Very low, to be fair. Just, you know, I thought we played okay. I thought we played well today. Against a good side, obviously, they're going for automatic promotion. We gave a good account of ourselves. But again, you just can't give teams three goals, you know, and that's what we've done. You know, we gave them three goals, and that's been the case all season. Not for the last 3 or 4 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, it's been all season. The goals that we concede is phenomenal, really. It just bamboozles me sometimes. And you're working every single day with the boys, and you do this, that, and the other. And to concede goals like we did is just. But I've already showed them. I put the projector on in the change room straight after the game and showed them what I've just witnessed. And it's just not acceptable. But we gave a good count of ourselves because it was an entertaining game for the neutral, but obviously poor result for us. I think the biggest thing, obviously, we've been helped again by the two teams that's lost, which is not right. You know, I don't sit here comfortable, I'll be honest with you, with the two teams losing again. You know, we're worried about other teams now, and Walsall got to do us a favour on Tuesday night. And I don't sit comfortable with that because, we've shot ourselves in the foot again. We should be well safe by now, but we can see late goals, concentration, fitness. You can put everything onto it, individual errors, collective team errors. You can put anything on it, but I just feel sitting here, I'm uncomfortable sitting here because I'm so disappointed and we have to rely on other teams where really it should be wrapped up already. Especially with the games that we've played and conceded so many late goals. And I know we've scored late goals as well, but it should be done and dusted. And obviously we have to rely on Walsall now to do us a favour. Yeah, I just feel sorry for for everybody involved. You know, it's just obviously it's a low year, but we've still got a job to do next week. We've still got to beat Northampton. And obviously we're hoping nothing's on it, be totally honest with you, but obviously that's what we want. We don't want nothing on it. You know, we have to have a Walsall scarf on Tuesday. I'll be going, most probably I will go and watch the game and be cheering them on and then go from there, really. My future's, it's like the players are playing for their futures as well, so it's not just me. But I don't want to go down that road, really. I'm just disappointed in the result today. But we gave a good account of ourselves. I thought we played really well, and you know we would have definitely took a 2-2 at the end of the game because I think we deserve something from the game. It's just disappointing, really, I'll be honest with you. You know, it's happened so many times, just a thing. And I think I've aged about 25 years since I've been here. Don't get me wrong, I'm loving it. But, you know, do you know what I mean? It's a lot to do, and we know there's a lot to do. But like I say, by hook or by crook, we've got to get over the line and then go from there. Hopefully you're telling me that I've not aged 25 years, but, you know, just disappointed. You know, I don't think we deserve to lose that game. But it's Fleetwood up there on merit, and good luck to them. And like I say, if it goes to the last game of the season, we need them. We need them to beat Port Vale at the last game of the season. We should be well safe by now, but we're not. You know, the table doesn't lie. But I was very pleased with the players, performance-wise. But just the three goals we conceded are very, very poor.